bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free to 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us over on our website over at freetalklive.com. We will give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You get to control the content of the site. So when you find something interesting that you want to share with our listeners, you can do that. All you have to do is submit it as show prep, and then other listeners will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestions. The most liked making it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. In fact, one of the pieces that's second place on the site at the moment is an 89-year-old man who is apparently illiterate and widowed. He's fighting a city government to stay in the home that he once owned and where he raised his 8 children. The story from DemocratandChronicle.com, where an illiterate, widowed 89-year-old man is fighting the city foreclosed over a $632 delinquent tax bill.
Oh, my.
$632.
Correct.
And they want to take the whole home for that price?
That's usually how it works. Yeah. Mitchell Duvall learned of the action when a processor came to his door with a notice of eviction. He had to ask the man to read it to him. That was nearly 2 years ago, and Duvall, a retired laborer, is down to possibly his last appeal. But the story's not so simple. By some accounts, those who live or hang out at 135 Weld Street have been a long-standing neighborhood menace. The house is the central hub of the open-air drug activity that's occurring in the area, according to a Rochester police lieutenant. The complaints have been consistent over the years from neighbors who live in the area that this is a drug house, said City Council President Lovely Warren, who represents the Northeast District. Of course, the gentleman that owns the house, we can't prove that he is a culprit, but if drugs are being sold on Weld Street, they have to have the approval of the people who live in this residence.
Is that all it takes? They just have to have the approval?
Well, I mean, you know, the assumption is if they're being sold out of the house, they must be have, you know, the old guy knows about it.
Duvall's attorney, Angelo Caleri, tells a different story, one about a man who lives alone and once got an order of protection against the drug-selling kids loitering outside his house. A man who has kept up as best he could, making partial payments on his taxes, paying cash because he cannot write, and who lost his home because he cannot read. When the city sent him these foreclosure notices, they might just as well have sent him a blank piece of paper in an envelope without a return address. Because again, this guy's 89 years old and completely illiterate. The foreclosure matter now heads to the State Court of Appeals, where Caleri expects to file the necessary paperwork on Monday. There, the argument hinges on a constitutional question of due process. Was mailing the notices to Duvall's home adequate? Or, if not, to what extent is it reasonable to expect the government to know and accommodate the limitations of its citizens? So, according to the Supreme Court, in a 3-2 decision filed in February, to hold them, a municipality must provide notice other than by ordinary mail to persons it knows to be illiterate or who knows it cannot read English would place an unreasonable burden on the municipality. So, essentially, the court ruling in favor of the government, saying that, well, if you can't read our notices, tough.
That's an unreasonable burden.
Right.
asking to be explained that your home is going to be taken over $600.
Further, the court said Duvall is competent and established and an established homeowner, well aware of his tax responsibilities. So how did it become a responsibility anyway?
Well, taxes. Obviously, there, you know, people would claim, if I were to claim that it's a responsibility, and I don't, I would say, look, you knew that you had to pay taxes when you started. There are very few people that think otherwise, you know, that you don't have some kind of tax burden when you get started. And oftentimes, you'll buy with a mortgage, and the mortgage says you're responsible for any taxes.
Right.
And so, you know, I don't know that it would make it any better or any more fair if the government slid in a piece of paper when you buy a piece of property that says, you know, you are responsible for, you know, all the property taxes on the property. Currently, the millage rate is 8.1, but it could go up or
anytime.
Down
yep.
Anytime we darn well feel like it. So
yeah, well, what good would it do? Because you know you would have to sign it in order to buy the house anyway, right?
Sure.
It's
so
coerced.
But I mean, you know, what one would say, how did the government come about the land? I mean, how did this land become the government's? Did they buy it? No, they didn't buy it. Generally, they didn't buy it. So how did they get it? Well, they got it simply by claiming it as theirs. You know, kings and lords from the past claimed it as theirs, and that's how it became theirs.
In the dissenting opinion, two justices concluded that no one would reasonably think that sending him a letter would give him notice of the impending foreclosure. The court, they said, should exercise its broad equity power to return the property to Duvall. So two of the judges on his side, but unfortunately three, voting in favor of the municipality. So this guy is still facing an issue. I guess they're going to the Supreme Court. Courts have intervened in hard luck cases. In Livingston County, the state Supreme Court recently halted a tax foreclosure involving a Lima man, I presume this is Ohio, who was reportedly 2 days late in tax payments on his home because of medical issues. The county was prepared to appeal until the man filed for bankruptcy. For Rochester, literacy is no small problem. An estimated 62% of adults living in the city's impoverished, high-crime neighborhoods are illiterate.
Wow.
According to the Rochester Literacy Movement. The group, which is offering tutoring at city libraries until it ran out of money and shut down in late January. As for Duvall's fate, Caleri, his attorney, will ask the court to leave in place a stay barring the city from taking any action on the property and allowing him to continue to live there at least through the appeals process. Tax foreclosure evictions have become rare in Rochester. There were five last year, according to the city, down from an average 10 per month. That's huge.
Just last year?
Yeah, 10 tax evictions, foreclosure evictions per month. That's 10 families that they're throwing out of their homes.
Jeez.
Every single month because they're behind on taxes.
Wow. And these neighbors, these residents who live on the same street, I would think that there would be some sort of shifting occupy movement where these people might occupy this old man's house or anyone else who is being evicted.
Wouldn't that
during
be great?
The eviction.
I would hope people would do that, but I doubt they would. I mean, that takes a lot of real gumption. It takes a lot of courage.
Well, I mean, I don't. Maybe I'm naive in that I would think nothing would happen to these people for just being in a house at the time when the government's trying to take it.
Well, if you're if you are, occupying an evicted structure, then you essentially are a squatter at that point.
Okay.
So if the cops show up,
Lauren Canario in jail over this?
Oh,
same thing.
Yeah,
right.
In Connecticut several years ago. So if, if eviction notices have been served and the time has come and the police show up and say, you need to get out now or else you're under arrest for trespassing, criminal trespass.
Wow. What must it be like to be this man? I mean, he raised eight kids there. He owns his home. Why don't the agents of the state just leave him alone?
Well, they need their $600. Duvall has owned the Weld Street house since 1964. In his sworn court affidavit signed with an X, Duvall said Caleri or his daughter had to read his mail to him. But neither of them saw all the mail, said Caleri, who's been Duvall's attorney for at least 20 years, and he never saw letters the city said that it mailed to Duvall in 2009 as well as 2010.
That is a nice thing that the municipalities and the state has going for it. It says it mailed something to you. You say you didn't get it. And
too bad.
You just have it's tough.
Yeah.
It's really all it comes down to. No other company or organization has this ability, but they can just come take your house over it.
That's how it works.
Well, the mail never fails, Mark. I mean, every letter gets delivered exactly to where it is supposed to arrive.
They don't necessarily believe that. They just don't care. They just don't care. I want to talk about property taxes and where they come from, though.
Sure.
This is essentially the idea of a vassal paying homage to his liege. This is a really old concept.
It's serfdom.
It really is. It's essentially serfdom. You know, the vassals. The vassals had the people underneath them who, owed a certain amount of their land. The whatever crops came off the land, they had to give a percentage to the lord there, and the lord would go on up the line to the dukes and the barons and on the way up to the king.
They had more freedom because they could do whatever they want with their property back then.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More about this gentleman's case. 89 years old, completely illiterate, facing eviction, over $632 in back taxes. 1-855-453. Free Talk Live.
Where do you want to go today? It's the 1,000 Places Travel Minute with Patricia Schultz, renowned travel expert and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, with one more place to add to your traveler's life list.
Africa's Victoria Falls are every bit as monumental and magnificent as you imagine. Their noise greater than a million migrating wildebeests. Their mists visible from miles away. The falls forming the natural border between Zambia and Zimbabwe are a mile wide, spanning the breadth of the mighty Zambezi River. At dawn and dusk, the sky, water, and mist take on hues of pink and orange. You can also travel by boat to Livingston Island, a big chunk of land that splits the falls in two and comes with a view and sound effects you won't soon forget. A bridge connecting Zambia and Zimbabwe is also a stage for adrenaline-pumping bungee jumping over the Zambezi, where downriver whitewater rafting is some of the most exciting in the world.
For more tips and information on the very best places to visit on your travels, please visit Patricia Schultz at 1000places.com. Do you know over 6 million people a year visit the Eiffel Tower? What you may not know is that just around the corner is a hidden cafe with the best croissants in Paris. When you travel with Trafalgar, you'll travel with an insider who will show you must-see sights and share unique experiences. So call 1-866-544-4434 today for a free brochure or visit us at trafalgar.com. See the world from the inside with Trafalgar.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
IRS. The three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-342-8068. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-342-8068. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-342-8068. Again, that's 800-342-8068. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That's the SIGL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Here with you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
Don't forget freetalklive.com, the place to go. Lots of features. You can get interactive with other listeners there. We have a chat room built in the very same page as our webcam. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com to access all of that stuff. It's all for free. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime, it's getting together with other people who think like you. People that love liberty. People that understand that in order to be free, you have to allow other people to be free as well. And so if you're willing to get together with other people that actually want to do something to achieve freedom, because it's one thing to talk and one thing to complain about all the problems out there in the world, it's a whole other thing to actually do. Get together with other doers here in as part of the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org. Learn more about why we all moved here to New Hampshire. That's the reason we're all sitting in the same room together, because of the Free State Project. Again, freestateproject.org. Currently over 1,000 people are in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and over 11,000 have pledged to make the move. So you should be part of it if you love freedom and are willing to do something. freestateproject.org. We were talking about this elderly gentleman, 89 years old. He's completely illiterate. He can't read. He can't write. And they have sent him tax notices, allegedly, saying, you owe us money. This is in Ohio, I believe, where this is happening. Was it Lancaster, I think it was? Anyway, they sent him these tax...
Lima.
Well, no, they mentioned Lima at a different part of the article. But so they sent him these tax notices, and, of course, he can't read, so he really wasn't quite aware of it. And he's had an attorney on board with him for 20 years, kind of helping him handle things.
Can't read, but he's got an attorney.
And even the attorney,
strange story.
Even the attorney is saying that he's never seen any of these tax notices before, and he kind of handles some of this elderly gentleman's mail. So no one seems to know exactly about where these notices were sent. The city claims they sent them out, but the recipients are claiming they did not receive them.
Well, they're making fewer of these foreclosures based on tax, unpayment. So do you think they're just trying to send some message to this guy or a message to the community or something? Like, this isn't a lot of money, and I imagine it had to go for a pretty long time before they decided to foreclose on this guy's house. So is this like... got to be 3 years of back taxes, and it's only a couple hundred bucks. So this has got to be some sort of message that they're sending, right?
Right. This is the delinquent taxes from 2008-2009. So it has been just a few years since the bill was due. But I don't know if they're trying to send a message. I mean, usually these tax sales happen without any fanfare. I mean, the reason why this is getting press is because he's 89 years old and completely illiterate. If they were sending this to the average tax dodger's house, or whatever you want to call them, tax freedom advocate's house, or just someone who hasn't paid, then no one would really pay much attention to it.
I just don't get it. I don't see what their point could be. I mean...
Their point is they want to take the house so they can sell it and make their money back.
Okay. All right.
Their point is...
That makes more sense.
You owe us a certain amount of money for having land in our given geographic area, and we demand it. If we let you get away with it,
then
everybody will get away with it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's a poor, blind, illiterate old widow. We have to do this to everyone.
So from that perspective, yes, it is sending a message. But on the other
hand,
they
have programs a lot of times that will alleviate the tax burden for certain people.
Like elderly folks.
But you have to fill out their paperwork in the right amount of time.
Right.
You know, you can only do that between March 15th and April 7th. And it has to be, sorry.
Yeah, but now this is seeming a lot more to me like it's about the money. They could make, 100,000. Well, no, not 600, but they could sell the house and then make tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars, right?
I think they usually
wouldn't that
take
be their goal.
Okay, so in theory, tax sales, the way that they're supposed to work, and I'm no expert, so if you know more, please call in at 855-450-FREE. But the way they're supposed to work is when they take your house from you. Let's say you're the guy that owes the $600.
All right, sure.
They take your house from you. They say, all right, well, here's your eviction notice. You got to be out by this date. And then they sell it at do they sell it before they evict you?
Yeah, they have to like sort of auction.
I would not think so. I mean, I would think that they would, the person who gets it then has to finish the eviction, comes with the sheriff. I don't know.
That part I'm not too clear on. But the basic concept is once they sell the house, they pay you the remainder of the value. So let's say they sell the house for $30,000, because, again, it's the state. They have no interest in selling it for the absolute highest possible price, so they're going to just take, whoever bids at their little state auction. We've been to one of these things in the town of Palmer, Massachusetts. Pete Ayer and I went to one of these tax sales, And we kind of heckled them to some extent while we were in there and gave some of the audience members a hard time for buying stolen houses. But it's effectively, you are supposed to get paid whatever else is after what you supposedly owe. So if you owe $10,000 in taxes, supposedly owe, if you owe this money to the government, then they take the first $10,000 from the sale, and you are supposed to be cut a check for the remainder.
I follow. All right. Well,
they just need their $600, Derek.
Well. Yeah.
We can't let anybody get away with this.
I hope this guy makes a mint.
And you're right. It is about, to some extent, there is a message being sent. But on the other hand, it's a message they don't necessarily want to advertise too widely because they don't want really people to see them kicking an 89-year-old man out of their home.
Well,
they want homeowners to be afraid. They want homeowners to be afraid of this, but they also don't want to necessarily put it on the front page.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So back to the story here. This is his attorney. Says, if I had known of the foreclosure action, I would have borrowed the money from friends and family and paid the taxes. Adding that he did so, depositing $1,400 with his attorney within days of receiving the eviction notice. Caleri declined to make Duvall or his daughter available for interviews, given the ongoing litigation. The city claims that his property was subject to tax foreclosure six times previously, but Duvall cleared off the late taxes each time. In the past, according to his attorney, city workers would alert Duvall of approaching due dates when he went to City Hall to make his cash payments, calling him by his first name. But when he stopped in to pay in January 2010, nobody had told him the city had filed for foreclosure and that he could lose his house if he didn't settle the delinquent amount within the next 2 months. He was among 108 city tax foreclosures that year. The city entered the minimum bid of $2,449 to assure it acquired Duvall's house at a foreclosure sale on March 19, 2010. The total bill included the original $632 in delinquent taxes, as well as unpaid 2009 and 10 taxes, a delinquent water bill, and foreclosure fees. When it all started, Duvall's house was assessed at $25,700. The property has
since
been...
I was wondering how little this thing must be worth.
The property has since been reassessed for $3,700, according to records. The city is...
They're going to take a guy's $3,700 house over $600.
That's right.
Unconscionable.
The city is not no longer levying taxes on the property. Not no longer, it says here. That's a confusing way to write things. Levying taxes on the property, and officials cannot collect rent while the courts sort out who is the rightful owner. None of the alleged criminal or neighborhood menace allegations shows up in court filings, but the city notes those when explaining its stance, and it attributes the court-ordered stay, barring the city from taking the property when explaining how it is that the city took title 2 years ago to what it claims is a drug house and has failed to shut it down. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So the city has claimed ownership of this thing basically since 2010. And it's just been kind of held up in the courts ever since then. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here a little more about this. And, of course, you can bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number here for you to take control of your waves is 855-453. Maybe you've got experience with tax sales. Maybe you've been the unfortunate victim of a governmental foreclosure on your home because you didn't give them what they were demanding. Or maybe you know somebody who has been in that situation. Sure would love to hear your story at 855-453. Here tonight is Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. A lot of features are there. You can enjoy them. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yep, SACL CAI has donated their live read to antiwar.com. Keep peace on top. Antiwar.com needs your support. Double your donation value with matching funds. Give to antiwar.com's pledge drive. You just go to antiwar.com/donate, or you can call their number. It's 323-512-7095. It's 323-512-7095. Donate today, antiwar.com. Peace.
They do a great job of keeping an eye on all things war-related around the globe. It's a really comprehensive website.
It is. I'm glad we have it as a news source.
Yeah, absolutely. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. Still telling you about an 89-year-old man who is looking at losing his home. He's lived in there for decades, raised his 8 children there, and he's completely illiterate. So he can't read, he can't write. When the city sent...
But he's got a lawyer.
...tax notices... Well, you need someone to do his reading for him.
Strange.
When the city sent him tax notices saying, hey, you owe us this money, and if you don't pay, we're going to take your house from you, he says he didn't get it. And the lawyer says he hasn't seen them either. Normally, when the man goes into City Hall to make his occasional payments that he makes on these taxes, which he pays in cash, and he tries to make as many payments as he can, but he's usually always behind the ball, or so it seems. They would normally inform him as to what's going on with the status of his property, but in this case, no one told him anything.
And the judges, I guess, were split 3-2 on this decision, and it really, this is something I kind of wondered from way back. When I was young and I had to fill out taxes in order to get my my income tax return, I started working when I was 15 years old for mm-hmm. cash. I actually started working at 12, but I got paid basically in comic books. I worked at a magazine store. You know, I was happy with that deal. It's not like I had to pay rent or anything.
Sure.
But I started getting cash when I was 15 years old, and I had to start filling out their 1040 EZ form.
Oh, it's awful.
Which, that's relatively easy compared to, you know, all these other things. But it was hard, and it was confusing. And by the way, when you do fill that thing out, you're paying the most you can possibly pay. Mm. And the, you know, so what I asked myself when I was doing this is, what do they do with dum-dums? I mean,
well, those forms are still pretty difficult and confusing.
They are. They are. Yeah, absolutely. But what, you know, I mean, there are people in this world that work that their IQ is, say, sub 80. Mm-hmm. How do these people operate?
I supposedly have a high IQ. At least that's what they told me when I was growing up. And my brain hurts when I look at those tax forms. I can't. It's very hard for me to process it.
Well, to some extent, it's based on desire, too. I mean, you don't want to. But, you know, I mean, this guy can't read. Chances are he's not real sharp. You know, I mean, right. What's it? You've got to know how to do these things. You know, I mean, you get a piece of paper in the mail. What is the, why is it incumbent upon you to act? I mean, you know,
they have men with guns.
Lots of people take, you know, if you get a credit card thing in the mail, you know, it's a credit card thing. You just toss it, never even open it. People say they do this all the time.
Right. What obligation do you have to open up their mail in the first place?
Right. I mean, what obligation do you have?
That's a great point, because that's what's most mysterious about this for me is I would think this guy, if he has a lawyer helping him take care of mail, mm-hmm. this would not happen. I mean, is the state really going to insist that the letter was sent when there's a lawyer taking care of this old man? I mean,
it's what they're saying.
Why wouldn't he be able to stop making payments if they own his house since 2010? You would think he would be able to just stop paying for a few years or save it up and pay it down at once or something.
So, now this is interesting because it says here that the city entered a minimum bid of $2,449 to assure it acquired Duvall's house at a foreclosure sale. And obviously the city was the one that did acquire it, so no one else bid in that. It sounds like no one else bid on it.
So it spent $2,000 in order to buy the house that it was selling to get $600?
It's weird, isn't it?
It's crazy.
It's all so bizarre. And now
it probably didn't spend all that money, but
well, but remember, the total bill included the original $632 in delinquent taxes from 08-09, as well as unpaid 09-10 taxes, plus a delinquent water bill and foreclosure fees. So that's probably what that $2,449 is all of the total of everything that he so-called owed to the city at that point. And so the city then...
All the fees that they came up with.
Right, exactly. So then the city bids the amount of the owed money on the house, okay? And so remember, Derek, you had asked how this all works. And what I'd explained to you was, if you had a house that's got value, if this were a $200,000 house, maybe someone else would have bid on this. Maybe it would have been bid up to $20,000 instead of $2,000. In which case, then they should have cut this old man a check after taking out their $2,500 in fees. But since no one else bid, the city bid the minimum bid, which was the amount to cover all the fees. They covered all the fees to themselves, and now they own the property outright. So if they turn around now and sell the property at whatever auction, anything they make above that $2,400 is theirs to keep. So they will make. So the way it's set up now, the way they, since they own the house now, as soon as they sell this thing, even for $10,000, they quadruple their money.
Yes, but they sold it at $2,000. They put in a minimum bid. Nobody put in a bid higher. I mean, this house has been reassessed to $3,700.
Yeah.
And the chances are good. This is just another situation like Detroit or Memphis where they've got these, you know, crappy houses. Where they're worth nothing. And they can't unload them.
Well, I think you're right about that.
I like to try and stay positive, but this is such a tragic story. The only good I can see coming from this is that people will say, gosh, this is wrong, and that they will start to question whether or not they're going to pay this city? Well, you know, if his neighbors say, gosh, you have done something wrong, city of, what is it, Rochester?
Or I think so, yeah, Rochester or something like that.
Well, I would like to see some members of the community stop paying that criminal gang, because that's clearly what it is when they come and take your house and then say they're going to sell it for whatever they want.
I totally wish that people would do that, and I hope that someday we'll see that here in New Hampshire. Maybe we'll see it somewhere else sooner, but we just don't have the people that are willing to take this risk. I mean, most people that are homeowners don't want to put that asset on the line, or, you know, I guess some would call a house a liability, depending on how you look at it. But they wouldn't want to put that.
The property is an asset. The house is a liability. But with property taxes, I mean, the way they are now, I think that one can. It's beginning to become that even the land is a liability. Everything's a liability. No longer are these things assets. And it used to be considered that. And really, it all boils down to everybody else's stinking kids.
Let's talk to Warren, who is in a different Rochester, this one in New York. Warren, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Warren. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi. I live in Rochester, and I just see, like, we have a really, really high foreclosure rate. I don't know too much about, you know.
So is this Rochester, New York? Because I'm sorry. I thought it might have been Ohio.
Yeah, I think I saw it in the newspaper the other day.
Okay. So you're actually there.
I was thinking the same thing.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was thinking the same thing you guys were, like, it's robbery, you know. This guy's been there for so long. I'm curious why his lawyer wasn't taking care of that, you know, for him, the taxes all those years. And with all the foreclosures here, it seems like what you were just saying, that they're going around buying all the properties for as cheap as they can. And he happens to live in an area where it just turns into, I don't know what you would consider it, a hood or something like that. And it's crazy. Like, every, I don't want to say every other house as an exaggeration, but like every other house is like for sale, foreclosed, how people getting kicked out. And we have an Occupy movement up here that does free the land or something like that. But it seems
when you
like,
say it just turns into the hood, do you mean he's on the fringe of the hood, or do you mean that this area has moved from sort of a you know, a working class neighborhood down to a less than working class neighborhood?
I haven't lived here my entire life, but I would think more of the second. Well, both things. East Main Street separates the city, and on the left hand side is more cultural district. Once you pass that East, like Main
Warren, if you want to stick with us here, you can tell us more about what's going on there in Rochester. I was confused because it mentioned Lima, and I presumed it was Ohio, but there is a Lima, New York, so this is definitely Rochester, New York. I've verified that now. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today, and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find links to Amazon there for different countries. You click in the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. So you get the stuff you're normally looking for over at Amazon, and there are dozens of categories. Free Super Saver shipping and a whole lot of their brand new items and a huge selection. You're getting the same Amazon experience you're used to. It's just you're entering through our portal, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Start your shopping over at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Story out of Rochester, New York, where they are trying to take, or they have taken, excuse me, they successfully stole from an 89-year-old man his home, but yet they have been unable to evict him at this point. They're still in the process of going through whatever legal things that are necessary to evict someone from their own home, which the city now claims that it owns since it sold it at a foreclosure or a tax sale back in 2010. So this situation still has yet to resolve. And according to the city government bureaucrats, they say that they can't go onto that property, they can't evict people. Quote, we can't do anything until this thing goes up the legal chain of command. That's according to the head of the city council, Ms. Warren. Police, however, have gone to the resident 67 times over the past 5 years, records show. More than a third of those specifically for drug activity. The number of calls for service is down dramatically for 2010 and 2011. Duvall has never mentioned, this is the old man, has never mentioned repeated police visits, according to the attorney, questioning why the city hasn't brought a criminal or nuisance case if the problem truly is his client's house. It's almost as though that what the lawyer is suggesting here is the city keeps suggesting that there's all this drug activity, but yet no one's ever been charged with anything. So therefore, they're just doing this to try to make him look bad. They're doing this to try to justify in the minds of those who might be watching, right? Because they're not exactly going to tout this from the rooftops that they're taking an old man's house, but it is getting press. So they have to have a story, right? Well, it's a drug house. it's okay that we're taking it from this 89-year-old man who can't read or write. It's a drug house.
And who they know by name when he goes into the, you know, the town offices there.
Right.
The
I'm sure they're very friendly to him when he's paying them.
Oh, yeah. Well, the fact that they're alleging this is a drug house is so laughable, it just boggles my mind, because a lot of 89-year-olds are drug pushers.
Well, who
right?
knows? I mean, he may have tenants in another part of the house that could be involved with something like that. It's not made clear if it's a single-family home or a multifamily. But all that said, no charges have been brought against anybody, as the lawyer's pointing out here. So they're just saying these things to besmirch this man.
Wow.
They don't actually have a case. It's just like when they call us harassing for singing songs outside of the courthouse. They say that's, you know, harassment, but we've never been convicted of harassing.
They probably have more to convict you on harassment than they do for this guy.
And agents of the state can't be held for libel or slander, I would imagine.
I bet you'd be very difficult to hold them accountable for that. So a little bit more here, right back into your phone calls. Duvall has never mentioned repeated police visits. The attorney said that a spokesman for the mayor said officials are considering multiple options. City officials said they want to ensure that the old man has the safe and logical place to go if it comes to that. If it comes to that.
I wonder if they've made him a comfortable new home in the Rochester House of Corrections.
Well, that would be if he refused to leave the house upon the actual eviction.
It's $600 stinking dollars for a house worth $3,700. I mean, you know, if they just didn't say anything to anyone, no one would have ever
known. Just let it slide?
Yeah, I mean, this is nothing money. I mean, when you're talking about a school district, what's $600 to them? You can't supply a classroom with textbooks for that. You can't.
Right.
They can't.
It's chump change.
When you're talking about the government, they can't put in a new pencil sharpener for $600.
This is a city of over 200,000 people, and city officials say that they want him to have a safe and logical place to go if it comes to that. And that's translation. The translation for if it comes to that means when we kick this old man out of the house, because they don't want to, you know, have him show up on the streets, you know, sleeping in a cardboard box in downtown Rochester.
Because that'd be a terrible follow-up story for them.
They claim to have offered help to connect him with elderly assistance providers, but Duvall, through his family, has declined. The head of the city council, Ms. Warren, says, "I don't look at it like the city's picking on Mr. Duvall. It's an unfortunate situation."
Yeah, you know, these people look at their actions as if they're just the course of Mother Nature or something,
right.
As if nobody's responsible.
That's just the way things go. I'm so sorry this had to happen to you, Mr. Duvall.
Does she not see her connection with what's happening to this man? Can she just totally write this off?
Like she says,
yes,
I don't look at it. Like she says, I don't look at it like the city's picking on Mr. Duvall. We all look at it like that, because that's exactly what's happening. They're picking on an 89-year-old illiterate man.
They're picking on everybody, and this 89-year-old illiterate man is a nice guy to point out, you know, just how unfair this crap is. You don't owe these people anything. They're not doing anything that you ask them to do. I don't want them to pick up my trash. I don't want them to take care of these roads. I don't want them to make sure that poor kids get to school. I'd like to be able to put my money where I think that it's spent best. I believe that private charities can do better than sending kids to school. I believe that private companies can do a better job taking care of the roads. And thank you very much. I'll let people compete for my business when it comes to picking up my trash. I do not want and I do not need these city bureaucrats who believe that nobody is responsible for their own actions. This excuse was used in the Nuremberg trials, and I'm sorry, you know, nobody likes to see it all brought up, but this was the same excuse that the Nazis used when they were just following orders.
Warren's back in Rochester, in the city in question here. 108 city foreclosures last year. So, Warren, you'd heard already the news about these foreclosures happening, but this was the first you'd heard of this 89-year-old man, or did you say you saw the news about this?
Oh, I saw the news about it in the newspaper. I was more curious that my question was, with a lot of the banks, smaller banks going out of business that loan these people the money originally, not that that's the case for here, but like, how do they then go and take public money and stuff like that back that they received through TARP and stuff like that, and the smaller banks, they shut them down?
And then, I don't know if I understand your question. Can you run it by me one more time?
They, I guess a lot of smaller banks did a lot of giving out a lot of loans for houses here in Rochester, and they went out of business because this isn't the first situation I've heard like this. But then the city goes and tries to get the houses. How are they able to do that if a smaller business went out of business
How is a bank able to? How is the city able to get a house that was formerly owned by a bank that has gone out of business?
Right. How does that?
Well, doesn't another bank normally pick up the assets of a bank that has gone under?
Like I said, I'm not positive on all those things, but weren't these banks? Didn't they receive TARP?
Probably not a smaller bank. They probably didn't receive TARP. And chances are, if they're insured by the FDIC, and every bank is, then the government then decides what happens with the assets and that kind of thing.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Warren. I appreciate hearing from you. If you hear anything more about this 89-year-old man, please give us a call and fill us in, because we may or may not notice the follow-up story if it gets printed. So I'd appreciate hearing an update if you get a chance. Thanks, Warren. Appreciate it. Yeah, I would think that when a bank goes out of business, that the federal government or the Federal Reserve or whoever handles that, FDIC, that they have some sort of process to either assign the assets or have a bidding for the assets by other banks.
Yeah, if they're going out of business, they owe money and they have assets, they have liabilities. If the worst case scenario, the people that to whom they owe the money, the liabilities, are going to want those assets, and likely those people that owe money are somehow owed through organizations rather than just individuals, and so that's where it goes. I mean, if it is individuals that end up with these loans, they sell the loans to somebody who can actually service them properly.
My gosh, it's so confusing. No wonder this poor old man was so delinquent on his payments. I mean, what would you do if this was your grandpa? I mean, would you occupy this man's house on the day of eviction, or what's the best thing? Just pay off the criminal
debt? That's where the city's story gets really, really, really shifty, because the lawyer here said, I would have paid for his mortgage. I would have made this happen if I would have just known about it. And the guy's got an attorney. He clearly has some standing in the community. I mean, if people had known, he pays when he's told to. It sounds like the city just dropped the ball sending him information. They claim to have sent it, but they don't have any. How would they get any proof?
Right. They don't usually send them certified mail.
I don't want anything sent certified mail. I mean, for God's sakes, if they're trying to chase me around town certified mail, they're going to have a heck of a time. I mean, the county where I used to live would send everything certified so that you couldn't say you didn't get it. They'd put this little pink thing in your box. Then I have to take off time from work.
I got sent something that was sent with a little slip, and I just ignored it. If you wait long enough, they send it back to the sender. You don't have to go and pick that stuff up.
That doesn't mean that you're not responsible for whatever in it. Look what happened to this poor guy.
Toll-free number is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything you want. Hour 2 next. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.